Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. You're now listening live on Blog Talk Radio. And sorry that I called in a bit late. I extended the show, but I want to say sorry that I called in a bit late. But what happened was I was outside still, and also the right when I was about to call in the show, this, like, right about then, this annoying phone died on me, and so that's why. But here I am right now, and I'm here to talk about an interesting subject. I'm here to talk about Charleston. Sorry for the mix up there. Just a little. It's Charlottesville, not Charleston. I'm sorry, I got the names a little mixed up here. So I'm going to quickly do a little, edit, and on for a minute, doing a little edit, but then I'll still says Charleston. I'm going to just so I'll do a little edit here. And then I'll get to the meat of the show because, I'll just, I'm going to let it in the description, and then I'll be, okay. Now, to get on with the show, this show I'm going to be talking about what happened in Charlottesville, which was essentially a clash between between violent extremists from the left and violent extremists from the alt-right. And while I would say that I do agree with Trump that, yeah, they were going at each other, and this show I'm not going to be supporting Antifa. I think Antifa is a radical left-wing fascistic organization that hates free speech, and they're violent. And most of the people are violent who are in no way racist and in no way white supremacist. But I will be talking to the people who I will be talking about in this episode are indeed the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis. Now, when I first heard of this, I've been saying, you know, these white supremacist neo-Nazis, you know, I emphasize the fact that, you know, I mean, while I rightly condemn them, I emphasize the fact that they're a fringe. That they're mostly these, like, who's in the mother's face and who type racist crap on Stormfront. That's what I commonly say about them. And it still is largely true. But in these, but also in these Charlottesville, but I will be discussing the alt-right, the neo-Nazis. And the reason why I'm doing a show on this is because I want to be clear that, I mean, first of all, their vision, the vision of the alt-right is evil. It's evil. And I think Donald Trump's decision to not call out the alt-right is disgusting. He is, Donald Trump spends his time on Twitter. His ego is basically what drives him. And he said, oh, well, there are some decent people at the Charlottesville protest. You know, what's ironic here is that these people there who said stuff like, Jews will not replace us, wave the Confederate flag, you know, and they say, oh, it's a symbol of Southern pride. And they also say, of course, that, oh, it was really about states' rights to civil war. Well, okay, the states' rights to do what? To own slaves? To continue to own people as property. The irony here is these same people who held up the Confederate flag and who do these neo-Nazi marches, they're among, like, you know, David Duke in particular, especially David Duke, they would accuse Jews, particularly pro-Israel Jews, of having dual loyalty. They're the type of people who would, of course, go around measuring, like, people's flags and say, well, why is your Israeli flag larger than your American flag? These are, you know, like the left, this fringe, these pieces of dirt have an obsession with people supporting Israel. They have this obsessive hatred of Israel, just like the left. Although the left is more although the left is more dangerous because the left is more prominent, these people are a fringe, although they feel more comfortable now expressing themselves. And, you know, and sure, you know, you can say it's a correlation with Donald Trump being elected. I don't think it's 100% Donald Trump's fault. I think there's plenty of factors as to why that is. But nevertheless, that's the situation we're in. And nevertheless, you see, Donald Trump and the people he chooses say some of the stupidest things ever. And what they say is not only at times immoral, not only, but even from a tactical perspective, is tactically stupid. If Donald Trump actually was being more smarter about this, he would say, I find these people on the alt-right disgusting. I mean, Donald Trump did say that he's against bigotry and xenophobia. He did say he's against these violent extremists. He did say we want to unite, which is all good. But why doesn't Donald Trump ever call out the alt-right and say, hey, these people are evil? Specifically one time when Donald Trump was asked, I think by an Orthodox Jewish reporter, about the rise of anti-Semitism, and he got defensive. And sure, I can understand that, yes, the left wants to get rid of him, and yes, the media is out to get him. All that's true. But nevertheless, why can't Donald Trump just learn to get off of Twitter, take a step back, and condemn the people condemn the racist people who do support him? Of course, most of Trump's supporters are not racist, are not white supremacists, contrary to what many other left believe. But why can't Donald Trump, in reality, condemn the alt-right who support him? I mean, again, it's not only, you know, and before all these shit-brained idiots who blindly support Donald Trump will say, you're a kook. Before they start that, let's take a look at this. We can argue from a moral perspective whether Donald Trump can do it or not. I mean, I think Donald Trump has a moral obligation to condemn the alt-right. But let's also look at this for a moment from a tactical perspective. You have the left wanting to portray Trump as a white supremacist, as a neo-Nazi, as like that. And the And why give them, like, the more of an excuse to be more successful at doing that? Why can't Donald Trump just go and say, I condemn these people? He can't even do that because his whole ego is like, you know, he enters the world of politics, which is a dirty game to begin with, and then he lets his whole ego drag him around and decide what to do. It's ridiculous. Insane. This insanity. Now, also the racist. Now, also another thing Donald Trump said, and some on the and some other and some of his supporters and some people who, in some ways, defend the alt-right or whitewash the alt-right or whatever, or make excuses, say, well, you know, not all the people there were neo-Nazis. Not all the people there were white supremacists. So, okay, you had this crowd of people chanting loudly, the Jews will not replace us, people coming with Nazi flags, and I think in, like, KKK uniforms and whatever else. And, you know, and it's like, if you don't hold those views, what the fuck were you doing marching with them? What the fuck were you doing marching with them? Speaking of so-called dual loyalty, is the Confederate statue of Robert E. Lee so important to you, that you choose to march with a group of neo-Nazis and, and stuff like that? But, oh, you know, you were not among the quote-unquote bad guys. Well, you know what? If you were marching with them over this, I mean, if this was such a big hot-button issue to you, There's bigger issues, there's bigger fish to fry, but if it's such a big hot button issue to you that you feel the need to even march with racists to express your opposition to removing the statue of Robert E. Lee, then, you know, then all I can say is, you know, you're an idiot, number one. Number two, I don't want to be associated with you. Stop calling yourself a right-wing conservative, because when you call yourself a right-wing conservative and march with these racists, and then you see the left just waiting to say the conservatives are white supremacists and they're racist, and they're ready to call anybody white nationalist and white supremacist, especially now, and for you to go around marching with these people, which, you know, who chant these anti-Semitic stuff and these racist chants. And the thing, and what the whole ironic thing is, for a while, the right was seen as pro-America and the left was seen as anti-America by many people, and, you know, and which is true, by the way, it's true. Imagine, for instance, if, you know, let's, you know, I mean, what the whole hypocrisy here is, let's say, like, Black Lives Matter, for instance, decide, you know, they're going to split away from this country, and then. And then you would see that you would see these people who cry cucks would rightly be saying, well, Black Lives Matter is anti-American. And yet, why is it that they feel the need to wave the Confederate flag? Why is it that they feel the need to, like, to honor? Why is it that they feel so much the need that they? Why is the statue of Robert E. Lee? Why is all this Confederate stuff? Why is it so important that these morons feel that these morons are supposedly the decent people in the march feel the need to march with the racists? And Donald Trump wants to go around saying, you know, not all the people are bad. You know, you have a bunch of people chanting racist stuff. You have, like, someone running somebody over with a car who's one of his supporters. And rather than distancing himself from them, which is what he should do, rather than spending more of his energy on that, he says, well, you know, not all the people there are bad. Not all the people at the march were bad. There were some decent people at that march. Yeah, right, yeah. Are they blind and deaf or something, that they can't see the racist imagery there, or they can't hear the Jews will not replace us? Are they really that blind and deaf? They can't hear that or see that or any of that. I mean, give me a break. Either they're that blind or that deaf, or they're morons. And I'm going to believe the latter. If I'm going to give these people some of the people the benefit of the benefit of the doubt, I will believe the latter. Stop with the whole not all the people there were bad thing, because it doesn't matter whether all the people there were white supremacists or not. If we want to give some of the people the benefit of the doubt, then they're just so stupid, or at best, so consumed, you know, and these are, again, the same, I mean, I'm being redundant here, but I don't care. Again, these are the people who would say Jews have dual loyalty. If, like, a Jew ever holds an Israeli flag, oh, they have dual loyalty. They have dual loyalty. Israel never fought the United States. There was never any war in which Israel fought the United States. Israel has always been a constant ally of the U.S. Israel has always been a constant strategic ally of the U.S., particularly in the fight against Muslim terrorism. And yet, these people who, and yet, the, and so, the, so, you know, so people who love the Israeli flag are not holding up the flag of an enemy country, but holding up a flag of a country that's the bottom line of America. The people who hold the Confederate flag, parade the Confederate flag around, on the other hand, are parade the flag of people who did fight against the United States and against what the United States stands for on behalf of slavery, on behalf of owning people as property. So if anybody has dual loyalty for America's enemies, it's not pro-Israel Jews, it's you people who have the dual loyalty. And, you know, and again, stop calling yourself conservatives or right-wing, or, you know, you call your march Unite the Right. I don't feel united with you people. You know, the only thing I feel united about, I mean, I tend to have debates within myself about different
things and stuff like that. But the only thing about the march, the only thing I feel united about this march is, you know, the only thing about this march I feel united about is how is the fact that this march was attended by pieces of crap, and by the fact that you got to be a piece of crap to attend that march, to attend that Unite the Right march. Got to be a piece of crap to attend that march, especially when it was organized by white supremacists, and especially when they were not a fringe but prominent in the march. The thing I feel united about in the march is about the fact. I'm not sure this makes sense in English. The only thing I feel united about when it comes to the march is believing that the people at that march were dumb shits. And don't give me this shit. Oh, there are decent people there. I mean, feel free to call them, but you will be roasted. I don't want to waste time with that. Donald Trump's ego is going to be his downfall. His ego is helping the left, you know, which wants to get rid of him. I mean, you know, his ego is like a gift for the left, pretty much, because he cannot condemn the people on the fringe within his movement. I mean, again, not most Trump supporters. I'm not talking about most Trump supporters, but I'm talking about the fringe group of people who do support Trump. I'm not even talking about everybody who blindly supports Trump or everybody who does use the word cuck. Per se, but I'm talking about the fringe of the fringe of the fringe of people, the white supremacists slash neo Nazis, who, of course, use the word cuck, of course they do, and who cry about dual loyalty whenever they see an image of a Jew with an Israeli flag, or you know, anybody with an Israeli flag, and a Jew with an Israeli flag in particular, you know. These are the people I'm talking about, and you know, and they hold up the Confederate flag and the Nazi flag, the flags of both groups of people who were enemies, who fought against and were enemies of the United States of America. And yet they want to say, oh, Jews have dual loyalty, and they want to go around saying how America is a white country. You know, your white nationalism is poison. White nationalism is an illness. And you see I think we got to get past this obsession over race and skin color, whether it come from the SJW left, whether it come from the alt-right scumbags, because both the alt-right and the left basically want the same thing. They want a race war, and they want to create a situation where like you're either an SJW or you're an alt-right neo-Nazi. I mean, both sides want that. You see, you criticize the SJWs, you criticize political correctness, and many on the left will say you're racist. You criticize the people who blindly support Trump, you criticize, particularly though the neo-Nazis who blindly support Trump, you criticize them, and you know, and they're going to call you a cuck. I mean, many of these people blindly support Trump, they say, oh, we hate when those SJWs crack down on free speech, and we support free speech. We hate that they engage in name calling, that they call people racist over every little thing. And yet, what do? If you don't want to support Trump, they engage in name calling. They call you a cuck. And I agree about the SJWs thing. I agree that the SJW vision is an evil vision, and that I think it's horrible for freedom. And it puts feelings first, and it creates this victim mentality, all of which is bad. I fully agree about that. But the people, but the neo-Confederates, people who the neo-Nazis, the people like the Richard Spence of the world, are not any better in terms of that. They also hold their own victim mentality. It's the alt-right victim mentality versus the SJW victim mentality. And that's basically what this is. That's basically what this is in a nutshell. Many of Trump supporters, instead of emphasizing these neo-Nazis have a right to do what they're doing, and yeah, they have a legal right to do what they're doing, but what about when it comes to moral rights? Free speech works both ways. They have the free speech to have racist rallies as long as they're not violent, but we have the free speech to criticize them for it and to call them out as the racist pieces of dogma that they are. And again, if Donald Trump was actually marked when it comes to this, and if he and his people, you have Donald Trump, plenty of Donald Trump's people, or some of them, they say ridiculous, they say these things that basically strengthen the left, and it makes rational people oh, I can't believe they said that. It makes them metaphorically want to bonk their head on the wall. And again, metaphorically, not literally metaphorically. There's also Steve Bannon who was editor of Breitbart, who said, we're the voice of the alt-right. And then the left jumped on that to say, oh, you see, he's a white nationalist, he's a white supremacist. I don't think he's a white supremacist or a white nationalist. I just think think he's an idiot when it comes to stuff like that. I think it was a stupid thing to do. That was a stupid, stupid, stupid thing to do. You're thinking, oh, well, you'll appeal to the trolls who may not hold the ideological views of the alt-right, but like to say we're alt-right to piss people off. But what does that get him? That gets him, also the left saying, see, he's a white nationalist. And they were pointing to that specific comment made by Steve Bannon and that's basically what happened. And basically, anybody who says any of this gets called a cuck. Well, it seems to me that the people who are smart are the cucks, and the dumb shits are the ones who say these dumb crap. If it's clear that not like a rally where people chant Jews will not replace us, and wear KKK hoods, wave Nazi flags and Confederate flags and all that other good stuff, if that's clear that you don't attend that, because if it's clear to you that if you don't want to be associated with the white supremacists, don't attend marches like that, then you're a cuck. According to these imbeciles, you're a cuck. And and we could have had a better GOP, we could have had a better president for the Republican Party. We had all these dipshits saying, you don't blame support Trump, you're a cuck. We support free speech so much, while Donald Trump was going around threatening to sue people who criticized him during the primaries, and that they were saying, we support Trump in the name of free speech. We hate those SJWs infringing on people's free speech rights, but we'll support because of free speech. And if you don't agree, you're a cuck. We hate those SJWs engaging in name-calling, but if you don't agree with us, we hate that those SJWs engage in name-calling against people they disagree with, but if you don't agree with us, you're a cuck. That's the stick of the alt-right and plenty of people who may not be alt-right per se, but of course also the troll and just for the fun of it. They don't actually promote any values. It's because of these people that the right has largely devolved into nothing more than hating SJWs. I'm not saying don't fight against the SJWs. What I am saying is, when I say fight, I mean not violence, of course. I'm not saying Because the W is what I am saying is also promote your own values, as opposed to just thinking that the right is all about trolling the internet and pissing people off, which is largely what many of these people who bless support Trump seem to believe. You say nasty stuff to people, you piss people off for the heck of it, and oh, if you don't agree with that, you're a cuck. It's like, use your brain, pretty much you're a cuck. So when these idiots want to support Trump, call you a cuck, not always, but maybe sometimes it's a sign that you're smarter than them. I mean, that's their whole level. You care so much about all this Confederate stuff, even though you know they were, last I checked, not only, these people are going to be considered Republicans, but not only were they Democrats, but they were Democrats who fought against the United States on behalf of slavery. But, never mind that. If you don't care so much about Confederate stuff if you don't care so much about all this Confederate stuff, are you willing to march with a white supremacist? Then, oh, you're a cuck. And if you like this, you know, when Richard Spencer and all his alt-right people did the Nazi salute, and he was saying, oh, we were trying to be provocative. Well, what's the root of provocative? Provoke. You're provoking people, you're provoking response, and provoking people to condemn you. Like, you do this stuff. You know, it's like you have Richard Spencer and he complains, oh, you know, this is the image people have of Nazi Germany. Well, I'm sorry, but your vision is similar to the vision of Nazi Germany. Richard Spencer, your vision is similar. Number one. Number two, also, so you don't want to be associated with the Nazis, but you just do like the Adolf Hitler salute. And, of course, and then because, oh, you want to be provocative, and then when you get the natural response, and you want to know, oh, I was just trying to be provocative, It's like the same thing in Charlottesville where you have, like, a piece of shit around, you know, like, use a car to run people over from the counter demonstration in particular, and then you see, like, Trump says, but not all of them did that. Not all of them did that. You see, Jews will not replace us. No, not all of them really really hold those views. I just want a bunch of people who do hold those views, but not all of them hold those views. Being redundant right now, but I don't care. Might be redundant in some of my points, but whatever. I hope the message is clear. That's what I care about. I hope the message is clear, but I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope the message is clear. But in Judaism, I'll change the category to politics. I'll change the category to politics conservative. Let's piss these, I'll put it in politics conservative. I can. I know my shows are now in the Judaism section, and I naturally, I guess I don't really pay attention to that, but do a politics conservative. Let's see how maybe it'll piss some of these alt-right people off. I have to right my foot. These people on the alt-right, I'm glad they're fringe. I'm glad they don't represent most people on the right. I'm glad they don't represent actual conservatives. But if, like, the right is taken over by the alt-right, then the right will become toxic. Toxic. Again, to be honest, I would support Ted Cruz. I support Ted Cruz during the primaries. I would prefer Ted Cruz or Rick Santorum or any of those guys as president. And to be honest, I miss the days when the right was when the right was also more
evangelical Christian, though I'm not a Christian myself at all, but, you know, but it's better than the right being a group of people who think that, like, the whole purpose of being conservative is just to say nasty stuff online and troll people. But, oh, you piss off the SJW, so, you know, so therefore you're conservative. No. No. Right now, I see being conservative is Donald Trump being on Twitter, of course, like just letting his ego go crazy, like in 3 a.m. That's now seen as, you know, and that's the whole thing's ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. That's why I did this show, is I feel a need to, I want to be clear. Don't want to be ever put in the same category as the alt-right under any circumstance. I mean, yes, I voted for Trump in the election. Yes, I think Trump is definitely better than Hillary than what Hillary would have been and better than Obama. But that doesn't mean Trump is, per se, the best president, the best candidate we had. I mean, Trump won. That doesn't mean Trump was necessarily, like, the best out of all. That doesn't mean Trump would be the best. Would have been the best out of all the GOP candidates. But again, you know, the thing about Donald Trump is, you know, like Donald Trump in particular. I think one time, like, he posted that image about Heidi Cruz. I mean, this whole thing where the intellectual level of many people who support Trump is, you disagree, you're a cuck. Like they say, oh, you want to be provocative, then they. Yeah, and then they are provocative and they piss people off. And then when people say, express, who are pissed off, express their emotions towards them. Because, you know, like basically they get the, you know, and stuff like that. Then, oh, you know, then, oh, no, they won. But we were just trying to be provocative. Again, you know, I said the same thing with Richard Spencer and the whole Nazi salute. We were just trying to be provocative. And, you know, it's just many people on Trump's, many of Trump's supporters also, even some of them, I think, who don't hold white supremacist views. I mean, though they won't support the Nazi salute, they acknowledge Hitler was evil, but even they, you know, are like, oh, well, they were just trying to be provocative. As if somehow it's more excusable. Oh, they were trying to be provocative. Well, if that's all it was, then they're morons. I mean, why give the left an excuse to associate the right, to associate you people with Nazis? If you don't want to be associated with Nazis, don't do the Hitler salute. But, oh, you know, you're a cuck if you think that way. You're a cuck if you use your brain right now. Make no mistake about it. The alt-right has more in common with the left than it does with the actual right. Both sides, basically. Hello, Shadow Warrior. Welcome to the show. Both the far left, particularly the SJW left and the alt-right, both, as I said, they want to have... far left and the alt-right, they both want to create a situation where you're either alt-right or you're an SOW. As I said, you know, as I said before, you know, and if you don't want to support the SOWs and political correctness, you're racist, and if you don't want to support the alt-right, and if you don't want to support Trump and alt and stuff like that, then you're a cuck. I mean, that's number one. Number two, both the alt-right, I'm not talking about most of Trump supporters, both the alt-right and the far left want a race war. Because the left has been promoting this idea of white male privilege, which all it does is it creates strife. It tells a group of people you're a victim, it tells another group of people you're privileged, and anything you do, you're privileged. You're successful because of your privilege at the expense of others. Just by existing, you know, the SJW left basically says, just by existing, white males are oppressing people. And naturally, that creates a sense of anger. We have, like, the far left on the one hand wanting this race war.
And you have the alt-right wanting to, like, create this white race, wanting to turn America into this white racist country, you know, in the name of white nationalism, and they also want to have this race war. America was not founded based upon whiteness. America was founded based upon the values of individual liberty and freedom. America was founded based upon, like, specifically, I think, in the Declaration of Independence, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Those are the values in which America was founded upon. It was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles and also specifically the principles of individual liberty. And the thing is, and while, you know, the left wants to try to make it seem where you don't want open borders, then you hate brown people. I mean, you know, and of course it's complete rubbish for most people who want to guard our borders. I mean, it's not true at all when it comes to most people who want to guard our borders, but it is true about the alt-right. To be honest, I'd rather, I mean, race doesn't matter at all. It doesn't. And so therefore, if you see, like, somebody who has very dark skin, who believes in perseverance and who wants, and who's going to contribute to America, I'd say definitely we should take that person in. When it comes to these alt-right scumbags, like people hold views like these alt-right scumbags, I would not want to take them in. Because I think race doesn't matter. Values are what matter. That's the key difference here. Values are what matter. And I think, you know, also, though the right rightly says that, and they should continue saying that, but at the same time, I think we've got to be clear as well that nationalism, white supremacism, and all this neo-Nazi stuff has no room within the right-wing conservative movement. No room. And the reason why, you know, I'm doing a show on this is because, you know, when I say I hold those specific viewpoints, I hold a specific philosophy, then again, I don't want people who act in the name of that, I don't want to be associated with the alt-right, which acts in the name of, oh, being right-wing and stuff like that. And when they say, oh, our protesters unite the right, but, you know, but you look at the issue, you look at, like, what the people were marching about, zero to do with actual conservative principles, zero to do with that. Everything to do with the Confederacy, everything to do with all that Confederate statue, and I didn't, you know, and the only thing that concerns me about removing the statue of Robert E. Lee is a Confederate president before we even removed the statues of the Founding Fathers, you know, but I really, and I think we should at least have them in a museum, even if not in a public school, right, we should at least have them in a museum where people can learn about them. Because I do think that we should, that, you know, you should have statues of, like, even people who did evil stuff in, like, certain situations, particularly in museums, you know, so then people can learn more about them and learn more about what they did in history. That's what I think. That's my view on the whole thing. Actually, no, I think it was Charleston. I was right about it being Charleston. Not, it was also an alt-right neo-Nazi march in Charlottesville, but so I guess I will change it back to Charleston and Trump's ego, but sorry about that. Overall, you know, even with this little, even with the, yeah, I think it was in Charleston, but it was also like a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, like this white racist one. But anyway, whatever, I guess I got the little facts a little mixed up there. But other than that, I think
my premise is other is still correct. My premise is still correct that Donald Trump should definitely my premise is still correct that, you know, that definitely, like, from both a moral and tactical perspective, Donald Trump should definitely condemn those in the alt-right, for sure, and say, you know, like, say your vision is evil and stuff like that, because for sure. For sure. But it was in Charlottesville where this Trump supporter alt-right guy did run over people with his car. That was in Charlottesville, Virginia. But you know, but both the rise in both Charlottesville, Virginia and Charleston, South Carolina, you know, basically the same alt-right stuff and the same racist stuff, the same anti-Semitic stuff. And you know what? I think I said everything I want to say, so I'll just exit. I'll just end the episode here.